Hi, this is Aaron Hart, and this is the Aaron Hart version of the Jay Marvin Show. Jay, we wish you well. Get better and come on back to work. I'm Aaron Hart. This is AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. I'm going to start the day a little lighthearted because it's tax day, the 15th of April. Wah! And all of those right-wingers are lining up ready to go to the teabagging party. They're going to bag on each other for tea. Okay, we'll hope not. That was an early morning visual I'm not sure I needed. Whoa! But the Denver City Council, in case you were wondering, is not always boring. According to Christopher Osher, the discussion got a little silly Tuesday in the Denver City Council because they were debating a proposed ordinance that would require winning bidders on the city's service contracts to keep for 90 days the previous contract holder's employees. Now, Councilman Paul Lopez, a big supporter of the proposal, noted that the measure might be generating controversy, but said sometimes resistance was a worthy cause. He said, why does salmon swim upstream anyway? To protect its family, to protect its future. To which Councilwoman Carol Burgoyne, another supporter of the proposal, said, I was going to say to have sex. I don't know, that made me laugh this morning. All right, the reality is, though, we have rampaging hormones among the right-wing conservatives. They're headed for tea bags. They're sponsored by Fox News, Americans for Prosperity, and Freedom Works. These are two right-wing, well-funded lobbyist think tanks. They're going to run them in states like New Jersey, Arizona, New Hampshire, Missouri, Kansas. And Dick Armey is leading a nation of Dick Armeys to go out and teabag. They're going to have how-to guides. I really want to see the how-to guides and the talking points for this, don't you, John Turk? It's like, woo! Want to check out the Urban Dictionary for that one. As you know, the left wing, me included, has been making inordinate fun of the right-wingers and their tea bag party. And Keith Olbermann last night was no different. He made fun of them, too. And I loved one of my favorite reporters of theirs, the Newsweek reporter from Britain. And, of course, now that I'm thinking of him, his name escapes me briefly. But anyway, he was sitting there saying, and I'm glad you called on the fellow with the accent to talk about this, of course, referring to the original Tea Party when the Boston Patriots went through tea into the waters of Boston Harbor. God knows how it would befoul it now. It's pretty befoul, Boston Harbor, still. There they were, Patriots all, saying, to hell with you, we don't want to pay your excise taxes. Get out, get away from us. Well, here's the problem. What the anti-tax protests that they are perpetrating with the media in terms of the tea bags is silly, because reality is we do have taxation with representation in this country. It's silly because Fox News perpetrating it and supporting it and going out with all their right-wing hosts to host so-called shows and the pulse of the people, they're taking the protest to the people. They're not letting it rise up from the people and then covering it. They're ensuring it's there like a public relations mission. They're on a rampaging mission to do so. So this is really much ado about silliness. But we'll see how many people show up. So I want to do this all morning this morning. I'm going to encourage you, if you're near the Denver Capitol, if you're in El Paso County, wherever you see the congregants, let me know how many of them are there. Just how many people are really turning out for this protest? Just how many people really gave a darn so much that they turned out in the cold? Because, see, I got to thinking last night, I'm not so sure a counter demonstration by liberals, even right there on the front lines, is a good idea, because why make their numbers look inflated? Because you know that Fox News will pan and they'll take away, they'll edit out or airbrush out or do something with, they might anyway, and I wouldn't put it past them, or else fuzzy up the lens and say, oh, look, the people are protesting in great record numbers. And it'll really be, you know, five disgruntled people and about 10,000 liberals there, and but they'll blur the signs so that it'll look like 10,000 people showed up for the conservatives. So I am not going to go out and protest today. I'm not going to go out and do that because I don't want to make their numbers look inflated. I do not want to increase the peace in terms of them. Now, comedian Glenn, it's like, I love the way Keith Olbermann says, comedian Rush Limbaugh, but it's really going to be comedian Glenn Beck. That's a frightening thought, isn't it? Is going out on the road as a stand-up comedian. Apparently, he's done this before, but he's going out, as well as Neil Cavuto, who's my new favorite ham-handed, ham-fisted, ham-voiced guy. And I think, John, don't you have a quote from Cavuto this morning for that we can listen to get us ready for our teabagging event across the country with the right-wing conservatives? I believe we have that. So we're going to play that for you this morning to get you fired up and ready to go. In the meantime, here's the number, 303-713-7600. I promise you it's going to be a very different show because I have an announcement to make. So stay tuned for that, too. I have an announcement. My life is going to change in a big way, and I want to talk to you about it. So it's 303-713-7600. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in on the J. Marvin Show. And here's Neil Cavuto and a roundup of all those right-wing conservatives coming right up for your ear pleasure this morning.
All right, so you might have heard. You might have heard we're going to be out in Sacramento a week or so from now to cover this Tea Party protest on the 15th. You might also have heard a lot of other news organizations are not going to be there. Now, I know why we are there. I'm not quite sure why they are not. Apparently, these populist protests don't count much for them. Millions concerned they're being taxed and fed to death counts even less for them. But a million-man march that turns out to be well shy of a million men, even a half million men, does count for them. We cover the follow-up marches to that million-man march because no matter the number, it was a big deal, and its message about personal responsibility was an even bigger deal. Just a reminder, we are going to be right in the middle of these protests because at Fox, we do not pick and choose these rallies and protests. We were there for the million-man march, even though, as I pointed out, it turned out to be well shy of a million men. We were there for the Iraq War protest and the protest against the Iraq War protest. So you see, we really don't decide what populist causes matter.
No, we don't know.
Just like
we
in
don't
the Million Man March, it didn't turn out to be a million men, but it still got covered. But continue.
Not by Fox, because
all right,
didn't
but
exist
you
yet.
Seem to pick and choose what events or protests are worthy. Million Man March, worthy, even though it wasn't a million men, was a half a million. We covered that because we thought it had a worthy message, too. Just like we've covered anti-Iraq protests as well as pro-Iraq protests. But a million-man march that turns out to be well shy of a million men, even a half million men, does count for that. You know, we covered the follow-up marches to that million-man march because no matter the number, it was a big deal. And its message about personal responsibility was an even bigger deal.
I'm sorry, I have to laugh because the ridiculous part of that particular ridiculous rant is that they didn't even exist then. Fox News was a glimmer in Rupert Murdoch's eye. It didn't exist. Wasn't there. Ridiculous. See, this is why Fox News, they're liars, man. They're crooks and liars, like the website says. They just are. They're nitwits. Do they think we can't fact check? Go, well, yeah, you guys didn't exist. Huh? Fair and balanced, the pretension thereof, wasn't even in existence. So to do that, to say that, to perpetrate that canard is ridiculous. And notice how they wove in Million Man March. Look, Fox News did that on purpose. What was the Million Man March about? It was about rights for African-Americans. Why would they bring that up now? Oh, I don't know. You figure it out. You know, they're so heavy-handed. They're so unsubtle. They're so damned obvious, aren't they? They're just ridiculous. Like, I know, let's whip up racial. Let's give a racial tone to this and really scare people. Oh, my God, black people can. But if white people come out, then, oh, it's a bad thing. See, that's exactly what they're doing. Because Fox News is interested in division. Fox News is interested in dismantling this government if they can possibly help it, because they're freaked out that liberals are in charge of the government. So just so you know, that's why. And cynically, you know, this is the subtlety of right-wing propaganda. That's exactly what this is. It's not anything else. It is very much a part of this, because what they're doing is they're trying to stir up trouble. That is what they are doing. That is pretty much all they are doing with this. That's why they're doing it. They want to point out that everybody should be frightened of, oh my gosh, Barack Obama is in charge. It's very scary for us. It's very bad for us. It's very, very scary. Okay, see, this is the problem. This is the problem. They want to frighten people. They want to divide people. They want to stir up trouble. They have no interest in really coming. And they want to appeal to their demographic and get their ratings up. Because you know what? Their ratings aren't as good as they used to be. Why is that? Oh, I don't know. You tell me. There's been a revolution in this country. We're not listening anymore to their right-wing clacklandia. Now, it'll be interesting to see how many people show up. It really will. Now, and fair and balanced, I wonder how many people will really be there because they want to be there. So the first thing I want to do is invite you to call up if you really do want to be there and how many people you're bringing with you. And then I want to know if any of your relatives are going. And then I want to know if you think it's hilarious, as I do, that Fox News is whipping up this hysteria when obviously they didn't cover the Million Man March. They didn't exist then. 303-713-7600. I'm Aaron Hart filling in on The J. Marvin Show. It's time to go to Progressive Traffic with John Turk. And don't forget, Tom Hartman will be joining us about the bottom of the hour to talk about what's coming up on his show and the events of the day. All that and more coming up with on J. Marvin Show. I'm Aaron Hart filling in. It's 6:18, and now it's time for traffic with John.
Picture me upon your knee with tea for
okay.
two. And two for
and
tea.
And we're making fun of the tea bag parties
just
today.
Me for
I'm
you.
Drinking coffee. I normally don't drink the coffee. Actually, the coffee's not bad today. Somebody interesting must have made it because it's better than it normally is. Maybe in honor of tax day. I don't know. But it's 6:22 in the morning. I'm drinking some coffee up here in the Pacific Maritimes. John's in Denver. We're going to watch the sunrise together. Maybe
hey, I
got to
ask you a real quick
different.
Question.
Yes.
Did you watch the new premiere of Harper's Island last week?
I did not.
Is that a real place up there in Seattle?
No, not that I know of.
Really?
I think it's made up.
Is it it's fiction.
Well, we have lots of islands here. This is true. We have one of the longest islands in North America.
Can you research and find out if that's a real place for me?
I will. I'll
Looks
get right
neat.
On it. Yeah, you know.
I wonder where that thing is filmed.
I don't know. It might be Whidbey. It might be one of the Orcas or one of the San Juans. There are lovely islands up
I'm
there
sure.
without a
I've
doubt.
I've never been to Seattle. I've been, to Mount St. Helens.
Here,
Mount St. Helens in Vancouver, Washington is the furthest north I've been out there in the Pacific Northwest.
Well, then you got to get up here, dude. It's a party. I'm amazed that you as a musician lover haven't been up here.
I know. I need to.
Man.
I was in Portland when Mount St. Helens erupted in 1980.
You were?
Uh-huh.
I was in Denver and watched the ash hit my car.
Yeah, it was crazy. It was snowing in Portland for like 3 days.
Oh, I'll bet. I'll bet, because in Denver we were getting ash on the car.
I know. It was insanity. I love it up there. I'm going to come visit you sometime.
Well, you better.
Let's find out about Harper's Island. You should watch that series. It actually looks pretty good.
Okay. And my
if you like mystery suspense type things.
Oh, I do. I do.
Right,
and I'm amazed I missed it. Bob in Westminster, welcome to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. Good morning, dude.
Good morning, Aaron. Thank you. I was just telling your screener there that I think the teabagging effect is going to be craptacular. And the thing is that the people that are going to this event apparently can afford to be there, whereas I have to head to work and in about 10 minutes, I'm not going to be able to listen to the program, which leads me to, if you can't tell us the announcement now, your announcement, can you put it on the, 760 net or something?
I'll tell you what, I'll put it on AaronHartShow.com, okay?
Oh, I'll look it up there.
Yeah, put it on AaronHartShow.com and keep track of me because I'll miss you guys and I want to keep in touch. Who knows, maybe I'll be filling in from where I am, but we'll see.
Okay.
We'll hope so. I certainly have put a bit in to keep working, so we'll see. But it might be a little tricky, so we'll see.
All right. Well, thanks. Good luck.
Excellent. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right. Bye-bye.
I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for J. Marvin, and we wish him well, and I hope he's better. I've decided to take advantage of the weird economy and just do something I've always wanted to do. So I'll tell you about what that is in just a while. All right, so I am going to dangle you a little bit. Oh, did I use the word dangle on teabag day? Excuse me. 303-713-7600. I was at some friend's house yesterday getting some organizing done, and I just said, you know something, because I've been feeling under the weather, and I said to myself, you know, I was a child yesterday on the radio, I want you to know. I was so bad. I was like a 12-year-old kid. Chris in Denver, welcome to AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
I am well. How are you?
Good. I got to make this really quick because I'm on my way out the door. But
I got you.
we should just do it old school style. Since these tea parties are so ridiculous, I'm just going to drive by and throw rotten fruit and vegetables at them.
Oh no! Don't hit them. That would be wrong. Throw.
Well, if you hit them, well, you know, I'm not, you're not going to aim directly at them. But it's
okay.
Really showing up with a sign, and that way you don't get counted as part of the population that showed up.
Yeah, because see, I don't.
If everybody does it. And it makes the news, then it would be pretty funny.
Yeah, I think you're on to something there. We've got to figure out some way to counter protest, but
yes,
not add to their numbers. So I'm down with that, definitely.
Counted. Well, exactly. That's the idea. If there's some way we could show the counter protest, but not be counted there, that's the way to do it. Because, you know, Tom Hartman's idea, showing up with a sign,
yeah,
it only adds to their numbers. And it's you know.
Well, see, and Fox News will blur. They'll put Vaseline on the lens, you know what
sure.
I mean? Just like they do for some of their major hosts. Oops, did I say that? No, I'm just kidding.
Well, the whole thing's been bought and paid for already. They're
exactly.
They're not going to change what they're going to report on.
Exactly. So and they'll just blur out the sounds or take a tracking shot way back so they can blur it out to make it look like they're, you know, thousands of people there with pitchforks, you know?
Exactly.
So I agree. I'm not going to go anywhere near them except maybe to you know, we could all drive by and Bronx cheer, too. That would make new, you know, or I don't want to flip them off, though, because they're already sad enough as it is. It's, like, really sad. So maybe, but I like the cut of your jib. I just don't want to hit anybody because I had grapes thrown through my open window one time when I was driving, a weird experience. And it can hurt, actually, being hit with rotten fruit. So thank you, though, for your suggestion.
Well, that's the idea.
No, I love the suggestion. Maybe, let's see, how about a fish head? Ooh, that really smells. Raisins?
It could be, maybe you throw instant coffee packs out of your car.
Instant coffee? There you go. That's
it.
That's
soft,
it.
Soft, at least.
Yeah.
But, I mean, in this economy, who's got the money to waste on that? I'd like
well,
to keep those.
How about a couple of lettuce leaves? And that way we don't, you know, because lettuce, you know, tax day money. Maybe if we threw rotten lettuce, not the head, just lettuce leaves.
Sure.
That wouldn't hurt if it hit.
When are these things going on here in Denver?
They're doing all day. I think, let me look it up because I know they had it on a website. I'll try to find it for you. And I had a list yesterday. I can probably sort through my stuff and find it. So keep your ear to the radio and I'll let you know, okay?
All right. Thanks a lot.
All right. You bet. Mick in Westminster. Welcome to AM 760 Colorado Progressive. What? Mick in Denver.
Good
Mick in Denver.
Good morning, Aaron.
Sorry I stuck you in Westminster. Muy bien hecho.
Hey, listen. I just wanted to say here, two things. You don't have to throw stuff at them. You know, in the old days, like in Chile, the mothers of the disappeared would go out and would protest. You know, where are their children?
They still do.
And they still do.
But that's actually in Argentina. But okay.
Well, they also had disappeared in Chile.
Yes, they did.
And then the following day, the Pinochistas would get out and go out with, you know, all their patriotic regalia, saying how they were, these people did not disappear. They were in prison waiting for trial because they were all communists and all.
True.
And here's the thing. If I don't know where it's going to happen in Denver. I asked Big John here if he knew, and he didn't
know.
It's
on the Capitol steps, I just don't know what time it is.
Remind these people when you see the police officers that are there, you know, kind of keeping crowd control, that's government spending, you know, which is what they're railing against. Being there on the Capitol, you know, which is, a wonderful piece of public infrastructure, that's capital spending. The roads that they drove to get to here,
that's capital spending.
That's capital
spending. The clean water that they drink from the bottles that they're bringing with them.
So these know nothing roundheads, which is all that they are,
yes,
and the ones that are there that know why they're there because all they're doing is just trying to toe the party line of the last 30 years of the ridiculous policies of the ultra-conservative movement.
Thanks very much, Mick. I got to jump. Yep, I do indeed. Thank you very much. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for J. Marvin. Tom Hartman coming up next. It's 303-713-7600. Big announcement for me coming up later in the show. I enjoy being with you, and we'll talk to you again. It's 6:31. This is the Aaron Hart version of the J. Marvin Show, and now it's time for the John Turk version of Progressive Traffic. Hi, this is Aaron Hart. If you want to go and wave lettuce at the Tea Party, and don't I would recommend not going and attending, because Fox News will blur the lens. It'll make it look like a huge crowd is there. But here's the thing. Be grateful that you pay taxes today. And it's also my one of my dearest friend Ellen's birthday. Happy birthday. It's also tax day. And I think one of the things about tax day, be grateful. Look around you. Like Mick said, look around you. Be grateful for your highways, your freeways, your sewer lines, your water coming out of your tap. All of that was paid by the commonweal. All of that was, we all got together, chipped in with our taxes, and built a country. By the way, many of you have been asking, where are these protests, Aaron? So Denver Metro, there's going to be on the west steps of the Capitol, 200 East Colfax. That's between noon and 1:30 p.m. In El Paso County, it's going to be at Asia Park on North Nevada. Also, they're all apparently around noon. The one in Larimer in Fort Collins is going to be at the Fort Collins City Hall. And Greeley, it's going to be at Bittersweet Park at 35th and 11th. So if you want to go, go, but wave lettuce. That's what if I have an old head of lettuce, take off a couple of leaves and wave it at them. Don't throw. I don't recommend throwing vegetables at them. But I wouldn't carry signs next to them, because I think that'll inflate the count. Because a lot of those right-wing media outlets will just back up and go, look how many people were here. And I don't know how they're going to cover it if not too many people show up. Meantime, it is time for us to check in with fellow AM760 host Tom Hartman, nationally syndicated Tom Hartman, that would be, and prominent author. Hi, Tom. Welcome, and thank you for joining us on AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Aaron. How are you?
Happy Tax Day. I'm
indeed.
Well.
It's the day that we get to pay the price of citizenship in the United States, to pay the dues to a civil society.
Indeed. I'll pay a high compliment to you that was passed on to me yesterday about you. He said, I love listening to Tom Hartman. It's like a civics revelation every time I listen to him. And I thought, what a nice thing to say. So I made a note to tell you about it.
Well, that's sweet.
It really is true, though. You have written several books, including We the People, Screwed, and Cracking the Code. But I like when you talk about why we should be happy to pay taxes. And I know you recommended that we go out in numbers to join our right-wing conservative friends at their tea bag party. But I think people like Fox News will back up and take pictures of them and go, look how many people were out.
Right,
I think they'll blur the signs.
You think they'll blur the signs? Yeah. Well,
oh,
it's
yeah.
Possible.
And say 900 people showed up when it might have been 10.
Yeah, I thought it might be a chance. I mean, it's I
know.
they've
got their knicker. They're so backwards with this whole protest anyway, up to and including not understanding the meaning of teabagging. But anyway, I think one of the things that I am saddened about especially since the rule of Ronald Reagan. Is that government became a demon and paying taxes became something. I know we've never particularly liked it as a people, but I'm with you. We have to pay them in order to participate in, as you say, a civil society.
Yeah, and beyond that, the weird thing is that for people who earn so much money that they have a lot of money left over at the end of the year, if there's some dividing line there, but, whether it's a few hundred thousand dollars or a few million dollars or billions of dollars a year. For them, a tax cut is actually quite consequential, because if their taxes are cut, over time, looking over a period of years, if their taxes are cut, they end up with a lot more money that they can stash away. And it's one of the reasons why, ever since Reagan's tax cuts, we've seen the wealthy get massively more wealthy. For working people, however, over time, what happens is that when taxes are cut, that salaries get cut, and that when taxes are raised, the salaries get raised. And I realize this sounds like outer space, but it is absolutely, you can absolutely demonstrate it. If somebody's working for, say they're working for $50,000 a year,
right.
Gross.
Sure.
And after taxes, they're making $40,000 a year. Mm-hmm. So their employer knows that they're willing to work for $40,000 a year, money in their pocket.
Right.
If they get a tax cut and now they're taking home $45,000 a year, their employer is going to say, you know that guy will work for $40,000 a year. Now he's making $45,000. I'm going to figure out a way to only pay him $40,000. Now, it doesn't happen, you know, that fast. What happens is, you know, through attrition, people leave. You know, they shift benefits. You know, they say, well, you're going to have to pay 30-40% of your health care this year instead of 10%, or you're going to have to pay 80% instead of 50%.
And we're going to quit contributing to a pension. We're going to stick in a 401k with our stock being a contributor, and too bad if it goes down.
Yep. Well, but the bottom line is that when they cut your taxes, that Reagan cut taxes on working people, and there have been several tax cuts on working people, and every single time that happened, wages went down. The one time that Bill Clinton raised taxes on working people,
wages went up.
That's right.
And yesterday I was watching CNN, and they did story after story about how, you know, comparatively speaking, we don't pay as much tax as everyone else in the world.
Yeah.
And it's like, but the mythology in this country is that we're, you know, that we're screwed, that we pay, to paraphrase your book title, but that we get stuck time after time carrying this enormous load on our backs, and it's patently not true.
Well, the Walton family, it was revealed, about 3 years ago, I guess, that they had spent more than $200 million on this campaign to relabel the estate tax, the death tax. And this was a phrase, you know, they hired apparently Frank Luntz, and he came up with, or somebody like him, and they came up with this, they focus grouped it, and then they got it out there and through their front groups. And for the better part of 5-6 years, people, you know, right-wingers were running, or think tanks were running around going, death tax, before anybody realized that it had been paid for by the heirs to the Walton family. And you know,
and Walmart.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And $200 million spent to save, you know, what would be, you know, I mean, we're talking about people who are worth, you know, $5, $10, $30, $40 billion.
Billion. Mm-hmm.
And when they pass that along to their kids, it will become half of what it was. And if you can do away with the estate tax, it'll not become half of what it was. Now, their kids are still going to be billionaires.
Sure.
We're talking.
Yeah.
So
buy
they
bad art or good art or whatever art they buy. Anyway.
Right. Yeah. So they invest a few million to save billions, and you know, the rest of us get screwed. And it's just so wrong.
You know, here's what I came up with the analogy yesterday is that this is like the House of Lords is throwing a big party and the peasants are showing up.
Yeah.
To say, give the House of Lords more money. And it's like, wait a minute. What?
Yeah.
This isn't the meaning of our country. This isn't the founders of our nation are rolling.
Yeah, well, the brilliance. Yeah, absolutely. The brilliance of these millionaires and billionaires who fund these right wing think tanks that Dick Armey works for example, that are doing this thing, is that they have gotten the average Joe and Jane to think that their interests are identical to the interests of the wealthy. And they're not. Mm-hmm. Their interests are not identical. In fact, they're antithetical, but they're the opposite of them. But they are, you know, ever since Reagan, they have been, it's surprising to me how few people have figured it out. And I think in part the reason why is because our media doesn't talk about it.
No, and it's dominated, as we know, they're 10 times more right-wing hosts than left-wing hosts, and it's very difficult sometimes to get the word out. And it's as Thomas Frank noted in What's the Matter with Kansas, they've argued so successfully that they bamboozle these people, and part of it is they're appealing to everybody's hope, which is one day they'll join the ruling classes, which is, you know, and so they take the native bootstrapism of the United States of America, the optimism of our people, and turn it on its head to give them false hope in terms of the chances they may have in their lifetime to become Gordon Gekko.
Yeah.
So it's just, I find it really awful that this happens to us, which is why I always spend tax day going, yay, I pay my taxes. Now, I wanted to talk about Barack Obama yesterday spoke in biblical terms again about an economy built on a house of sand or on solid ground. He seemed to sound a more optimistic note than usual. Is this a symbol of a vision of hope, or are we getting better, or are we just getting close to 100 days and he wants to make the economy look better? I hate to be cynical.
Well,
but I am a little.
Actually, when it comes to the economy, I'm very cynical.
Me too, and I know you are too, so I wanted to get your opinion.
Yeah. I think one of the things that he knows is that the economy is self-generative, is, you know, that if a lot of people go out and spend money, and he said this, in fact, he talked about it, a lot of people go out and spend money, then you've got customers, then the economy grows. If a lot of people stop spending money, then, you know, you don't have customers, and then you have layoffs. And in either way, either direction, these are cycles that literally feed on themselves, and that there's a large element of psychology associated with them. So he's trying to play the psychology card. The problem is he's not dealing with the fundamentals, and this concerns me tremendously.
Well, and which why I found it interesting that he mentioned that, you know, there's the house built on sand or on solid ground. And it's like, well, I hope we're on solid ground, but I'm not sure we are.
Yeah, but we'll
see. Now, what do you think of issuing bounties on pirates, which Ron Paul is being coming up with in terms of going after the pirates at sea? I do think that was a win for Obama overall. The pirate interdiction.
Oh, yeah. It was what would have happened to Jimmy Carter had he successfully freed the hostages in 1980.
I don't think Ronald Reagan would have become president. Perhaps.
No, he wouldn't have. He was Reagan was way behind in the polls. Everybody considered him a crackpot and a right-wing loony. And it was the hostages that blew up Carter's presidency. This was a big win for him. And with regard to paying bounties, first of all, it's another one of those simplistic things that doesn't address the real problem. Secondly, letters of marque, even though they're mentioned in our Constitution, have been internationally ruled against the law for over 150 years.
What?
They didn't work.
Small little fact. That's a good point. Excellent.
What letters of marque did was they led to private navies, basically, and private for-profit navies, and those private for-profit navies then themselves became pirates. I mean, it was just a terrible mess.
That's what we need more of.
Yeah.
Private armies.
Was it Captain Kidd? I forget which one. I can't remember my pirates, but one of them was actually originally hired by the British East India Company in like the 1750s or something like that. And they ended up hanging him later for piracy, but he had been hired by them to put the pirates out of business. I mean, this was actually a fairly common thing. So, yeah, that's not the way to go. The way to go is to help Somalia stop being a failed state.
Thank you. All right, now, Coleman, I wanted to ask you about Coleman v. Franken. Will we ever see Al Franken in his Senate seat? And how bad was this three-panel unanimous decision against Coleman this week?
Well, what it means is that Al Franken has won the seat.
Of course.
And that it's relatively uncontestable. And what the game that's being played right now, and probably is being played, frankly, I you watch Norm Coleman's body language, I get the feeling that he's starting to feel very uncomfortable with this. But I think that Michael Steele and all of his buddies are saying, "Come on, Norm, keep that one more vote out of the Senate." I mean,
keep the controversy going. We're fundraising on you.
Yeah, well, there's that, too. There's
yes,
that, too.
Of course.
But I think mostly it's about the 59th Democrat in the Senate.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, we'll have to see how this all pans out. Now, what are you talking? Anything special? I'm sure there's something special coming up on your show. Want to give everybody a highlight?
Well, thank you, Aaron, for the consideration. I'm sorry. I don't have my one sheet in front of me. I don't know what I'm doing today.
But it will be wonderful, whatever it is. We know.
We're going to do our best. Wait a minute. I remember.
Okay.
We're going to do a 1-hour simulcast with Alex Jones.
Okay.
Which should be really weird. He has a new DVD out called The Obama Deception. And,
oh, dear.
Yes. And it's going to be very, because Alex Jones is like, you know, the conspiracy guy's conspiracy guy. And
I think he hears a high whine in his head, actually, but I could be wrong.
You don't know. It's fascinating. So we're actually going to simulcast his show and my show, and we're going to take callers from each other's shows, and we're going to, in some areas, actually, we're going to agree, and in some areas, I suspect we're going to have it out. We're going to have Donald Trump on as a guest today.
Oh, my.
I'm going to ask him why he doesn't want to pay taxes in New York.
Excellent.
So, you know, a couple of, there's a few other things like that.
He probably isn't paying them in New Jersey either.
and his bankrupt casino in Vegas.
Exactly. Good point. We'll say, oh, okay, Donald, are you paying taxes in any state? Inquiring minds want to know.
Hey, well, Tom, tell him his golf courses stink, too.
Okay. Oh, terrible. Yeah, bad.
I'll tell him, John. Yeah, I know.
All right.
I'm just kidding. Thanks, Tom.
All right. Tom Hartman, thank you so much. A pleasure, as always, to talk to you.
Sure. Great talking with you, Aaron.
Have a great show.
Keep up the great radio. Thanks.
Thank you, sir. I'm Aaron Hart. This is AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. Wow. That's a nice thing to hear from Tom Hartman. Keep up the great radio. That made my day. All right. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for Jay Marvin. It's 303-713-7600. I'd love to talk to you. So let's talk. It's time to revel in Teabag Day. 303-713-7600. I was such a child yesterday.
Should we name this National Teabag Day?
Yes, we should. Everyone else is. It was so funny yesterday. I have to admire Rachel Maddow. She goes, you know, this is why jerks like me will never be president. And this is why I will always remain 12 years old. So there.
I know. We're acting very juvenile. Go home and teabag a loved one today.
Oh, yeah. Or yeah, they couldn't believe I said the taco one
yesterday.
I still can't believe it. See, I like embarrassing. If you're going to embarrass me and make my cheeks turn red, I'm doing a turnabout's right. Fair play, man.
Let's ignore it and move along.
303-713-7600. It's 6:50, and we're children here. But we will talk to you, too, intelligently and wisely, because we're liberals, and we can do that. We can have fun and enlighten at the same time. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. Hart version. We think that sounds like tea party, tea bag party tonight, today. Tea bag party today. A little headbanging music for us at 6:55. I'm Aaron Hart. My head's banging. Actually, I'm not hitting the microphone. I'm trying not to anyway. It's 303-713-7600. Good morning. Thanks to Tom Hartman for checking in, and we will be back with more of your phone calls coming up, I hope. We got to talk, man. It's tax day. I think you ought to wave lettuce leaves. Go by, drive, honk, wave a lettuce leaf. Make sure a camera captures you. And say, I'm here to protest. I'm here to be relish paying my taxes. Here's some lettuce. Maybe it'll help. I don't know. Although, be careful. Be wary. Fox News may try to make you look like you're part of the crowd. Part of the crowd to inflate their numbers. You know they'll do it. You know they'll do it. You know it is. They are. We distort. You deride, and that's exactly the point with them.
Hey, Aaron, do you remember yes. back during election time? Do you remember the clip where they're in that, like, Pennsylvania was one of the swing states?
Yes.
And they did that. They were going to, like, coffee shops around Pennsylvania, Fox News was.
Yes.
And they're like, hey, everybody show us a hand of who you're voting for. Everybody voting for Obama, raise your hand.
And
like, you know, like 90% of the room raised their hand. They're like, who's voting for McCain? Like, two old people raised their hand. And then the Fox News guy was like, overwhelmingly for McCain here.
McCain. And yeah. You're like.
It was unbelievable.
Who do you believe, me or your lying
eyes? And they had,
like,
you know, the live shot of all the people raising their hands. And
there was classic. There was somebody sitting next to his leg in the booth, and they just looked at each other like, is this guy high? Hey, What's wrong with him?
Did you see the one of the older guys that raised his hand for McCain? His wife was like slapping his arm trying to get it down. Did you see that part?
I missed that.
It was classic.
I could watch those clips over and over again. I might as well down them from I'm going to get YouTube. Thank God. What did we do before them? Oh, my mouth has got to work this morning. I was up till 11:30 last night. Because everybody has colds around me. So it was like, oh, no, I'm going to get a cold now. No, no. I've been fighting one off for days, but I think it's finally on its ebb. Thank God for Zicam. 303-713-7600. Look, do you think there are glimmers of hope of a turnaround? Are you like Tom Hartman and I, that you're a little nervous about whether or not we're really, truly, truly, truly back on fundamentals? Now, I'm sure in part, and I'm not being entirely cynical here. After all, Barack Obama, maybe, and I think he's wonderful. Listen, my favorite moment of his this week, apart from the pirate story, was him reading to children, Morris Sendak, Where the Wild Animals Are. I don't forget the exact title. It's a wonderful book, though. If you Well, Where the Wild Things Are, I think is what it's called. It's a wonderful, wonderful children's book, and he read it in such a funny voice. We were talking about it the other night at dinner, and we were just saying, oh, my God, he is so charming. He's just, and it is so nice to see a genuine dad. You know what I mean? It always seemed like George W. Bush didn't know quite what to do with his children. You know, he was sort of like, they were like alien beings that he sort of dealt with. I mean, I'm sure he loves his twin girls. I'm sure he does. But it always seemed like he was kind of, ooh, children, what do I do now? Like he did with us as a country. 303-713-7600. I would love to talk to you. I'm going to open it wide up. We have a guest from the ACLU per your request about the issue of immigration in Greeley. So we'll talk about that coming up on Colorado's Progressive Talk. This is the Aaron Hart version of the J. Marvin Show. We'll be back after this.